Over the weekend, federal immigration officials, or ICE, began rounding up families from Central America who crossed the border illegally in 2014. In Philadelphia, WHYY's Katie Culinary reports immigrants and their advocates say the fear of deportation is accurate.
Acute. Teresa Herrera runs a food cart outside a health clinic in North Philly. This week, she estimates about 20% of her regular customers, undocumented immigrants like her, have stopped coming. She says they're afraid to leave their homes for fear of running into immigration officials who might deport them. Advocates say they've been flooded with calls since the ICE raids that resulted in the arrests of 121 people over the weekend in Georgia, Texas, and North Carolina.
We've seen, I think, levels of paranoia that we haven't seen in this community in a really long time.
Erica Almiron is the executive director of the nonprofit group Juntos.
We started getting calls on Sunday nights of like having a heavier ICE presence in the city of Philadelphia, in particular in South Philly and parts of North Philly, and our phones have been ringing nonstop.
However, she hasn't been able to verify whether immigration officials really are stepping up enforcement in the region. A local ICE official says Philadelphia was not involved in the recent roundups, but has been continuing normal operations, targeting immigrants with criminal convictions. To calm fears, advocates are busy meeting with people who've called with concerns and hosting meetings to let them know what their rights are in case ICE does show up. Katie Culinary, WHYY News.